Allah created the earth for us. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. He, Allah, is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Surat As-Suwara 11. Allah is the one who created earth, the sun, stars and moon. So, how did all the living beings on earth come into being? Imagine a huge planet with its surface completely empty. There are no humans or animals, no plants or insects. Earth has been decorated in a lot of detail for living things to survive. Allah is the one who has given Earth all these details. Otherwise, none of us would have been able to live. Neither you nor your parents, or indeed any of your friends would have been here. Let's consider how Allah created the Earth so that living things can survive. 1. Think about how orderly everything in the universe is. The sun has been put in the exact position from which it could warm us and give us light at the same time. If there were no sun, there would not have been one living thing on earth. Neither us, nor the animals, nor any other creatures would have been able to live. 2. Allah has also distanced the sun from earth to just the right extent. If earth was a little bit closer to the sun, the heat would have scorched it and we would not have been able to live. If Earth was a little more distant from the sun, then glaciers would have covered it and again, few living things would have been able to survive. This is one of the reasons why there is no life on other planets, because they are either too close to the sun or too distant from it. 3. As you know, living things need to breathe in order to live. We need oxygen in the air so that we can breathe. Exactly, the right amount of oxygen exists in the air so that human beings can breathe. If there were a little bit more, a little bit less, neither we, nor the animals, nor the planets would have survived. Because, as we have already said, we need to breathe in order to live. For this, we need oxygen. 4. One of the most important things that make it possible for us to survive is water. No organism can live without water. For this reason, Allah has created some parts of earth as water. 3/4 of earth's surface is covered with water. However, there is no water on any of other planets, nor is there any water on the moon that you see at night. The essentials for living things are only able on earth. Many events on earth make it possible for us to live. If even only one of these events doesn't take place, no living thing will be left on earth. So, is it possible that these thousands of events have come together spontaneously and formed such a place as earth? Of course not. Not even one of these events could happen by chance. Allah has created earth for human beings, and because of this, earth is the most suitable place for us.
www.harunyahya.com